The problems persist there. We're still waiting on a report from the safety engineer, which has been requested now for a long time. The parking in the mornings is a real problem. Coming away from the school is a major problem for people trying to drive away from it as well. It's really, really dangerous. We need to get that safety audit done. We need to see what they come up with, and we need to source funding to tackle the problems there. It's a very busy school, and I would like also to see the active travel extended out to take in Lorgiebeck School as well.
You also mentioned there's Illestrin, there's Woodlands on the outskirts, and you believe the active travel could really help in that respect.
One of the problems with Lorgiebeck is walking down to it. The kids are walking through muck, so they can't use that option really of walking down to school. There's a potential path there for the kids that are living above the school in the Balba Fay side, where they could safely walk to school. I think active travel could address these things, as it would for Elliston and Woodlands also. Raised Woodlands several times too, but because they're on the outskirts of the town, they don't qualify for active travel. But I think that's missing a beat a bit, because those places could benefit even more from active travel and from walking to school and cycling to school than maybe a lot of the schools around the town could. So I think that should be addressed. But the immediate safety issues at Lorgiebeck School, they're a source of great worry to the principal there and to all the school users and the parents and the children. And we need to get that safety report, and we need to get those issues addressed, and we need to see clearly what the engineers intend to do there.